Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 65, the roller coaster ride of the entrepreneur. There's lots of bad reasons to start a company. There's only one good, legitimate reason, and I think you know what it is. It's to change the world. This was said by Phil Libin, the CEO of Evernote. Think about the reasons you started a company, or the reasons you would like to start a business. There's many. But when you became an entrepreneur, I bet you never really bargained that your choice would be compared to that of a roller coaster. Now, I'm not a big fan of roller coasters. However, when my kids wanted to go on them, I would pull out my watch and I would look at how long it would take for the roller coaster to complete its course. I would take a look at the loops and size them up, figure out the risk and what I could tolerate and what I could not. At Knott's Berry Farm, there's a Sidewinder roller coaster, 45 seconds. I told myself I could do anything for 45 seconds. The choice of becoming an entrepreneur is a big decision, and it's definitely more than 45 seconds in length. It's not about instant gratification, but it's more like planting a seed and nurturing it and watching it grow. And that's why I'm really excited in my business, because I have book number 3 coming out in September. Let's Be Curious. It's about asking the right questions to get better answers, to make the best decisions. And it relates to everyday decisions as well as those in businesses and organizations to help you really get the answers that you're looking for and not just surface value. So watch for Let's Be Curious coming out this September. Many people believe that 90% of businesses will fail in their first 5 years. But according to U.S. statistics, the survival rate of businesses increases as many years as it continues to exist, which averages about 50 to 60% survival rate in 5 years. You may be asking yourself, why is it so challenging to be an entrepreneur? Wouldn't it be easier just to secure the 9-to-5 job? No, not really. There may be many reasons that you decided to take the leap or start a business off the side of your desk for hopes of complete transition in the future. Many entrepreneurs choose the lifestyle, the business, because they wanted to do something different and they saw things could be differently about way things are done. And they wanted the freedom to call their own shots. Maybe you wanted life balance. And for those of you who don't know entrepreneurs, they work very long, hard hours, more than a 9-to-5 person, but they do have the flexibility to call the shots. Where businesses fail is that they try to scale up their business too quickly. They don't know their numbers. They try to do everything by themselves. They fail to execute because everything needs to be perfect, or they sabotage their success in getting in their own way. You don't just build it and they will come. You need to put in the work. When I became an entrepreneur, there was lots to learn, and the majority of what I learned was not learned in school. My experiences have come from real life mistakes and successes, and many trials and errors. To the outside world, it may look perfect, but on the inside was someone working really hard to pay attention to every detail so that if there was a mistake or issue, it could be resolved quickly or no one would even notice. The biggest thing with any business is knowing your vision, mission, and core values. What's that? It's your compass. What is it that you do and how do you do it? Most importantly, it's about knowing your why. Why do you choose to do what you do? When you use this as the center and guidance, you'll make decisions that are going to help guide you along the way. as you get started in your business, it's like going up the first slope of the roller coaster. It gets very exciting. You make a few sales, get, you know, a little bit giddy even, and see some money coming in. And suddenly challenges come. And you're asking yourself some of these questions. Why isn't everything going smoothly? Where is the money going to come for that? What do you mean this costs so much? What is a return on investment? What is the profit loss statement? Is it marketing or branding? Who should I hire or fire? You start learning what you don't know. The negative self-talk comes in and you can hear yourself saying, I'm not smart enough. I'm not lucky. I did not have the resources. I don't. And the list could go on. Your focus is on all the reasons you can't succeed. The lack of this may be completely draining. Whatever you believe in your mindset, you'll be looking for evidence to support it. Trust me, you will find it. Let's not even go where the negative self-talk takes you. It's only a downward spiral. Things you need to do to help propel and keep you, you can keep buckled and enjoy the ride of your roller coaster is first, quit beating yourself up. Remember, everyone started somewhere. Silence your mind of chatter. Determine what is it that you want to accomplish. It's about getting really clear. Make a plan for deliberate actions. And each day, take 3 to 5 steps toward your vision. Create a structure that supports your actions. Develop habits that support you. How many hours of sleep does your body need to function at an optimal level? How often do you need to exercise to stay mentally focused and strong? What are you doing to ensure that you're eating healthy and drinking enough water to stay hydrated? Celebrate the wins along the way. These are those little successes. As you start taking note of them, you can notice the compound effect of all those successes. And they will help you through the tougher times, knowing that you have come further than when you started. Ensure that you're measuring what you're doing. What gets measured gets done. Find a mentor, hire a coach to help hold you accountable or teach you some of the things that you don't know. Commit to continuous learning and establish routines and structure that will help support you in reaching your goals. Embrace any uncertainty that you have, as there will be many uncertainties on the roller coaster of the entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs know that long-range success isn't about instant gratification. It's about starting small and continually growing. And when you stop taking actions, that's when you break the momentum. All I know is if you don't hang on to what's important to you and why you're doing it, you will not enjoy the journey and you may reach the destination, but it won't have any fulfillment. You need to have that stick with it attitude to get through those tough times and know that you're not the only one who has these issues. Tap into your network, get the support that you need, and be the change that you wish to see in the world. That's it for episode 65. Again, in September, it's going to be so exciting. I'm, you know, sharing with you the Let's Be Curious book. It's about really being a game changer. We would love for you to go on over, subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download. The 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would love to also hear how this podcast has impacted your life. Email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. Thank you for listening to Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, share it with your friends, give us a 5-star high five, and give us a review. Share this podcast. You are why we do this. We would love to have the feedback from you. And if you're ever looking for a keynote speaker for an event, please reach out to me. And be the change you wish to see in the world, as Mahatma Gandhi says. And go out and make today great, everyone. Take care.